I feel it fade.
When no one ain't around.
I feel it fade.
I think too much.
I feel it fade.
Well, ain't nobody watching.
I feel it fade.
I just fade away.
Oh God. Oh no.
Fade away.
I don't really like people either, so.
I know what people want to hear.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Kathy, I've got to thank you for inspiring me.
Okay.
In a way. Your words of, I want to stay alive to see my grandkids. I want to feel good about myself. I take that back. I don't really want to say thank you because those didn't inspire me at all, because I'm not going to have grandkids and all that stuff. But I'm finally back in the gym.
Good.
Finally back at it.
Good for you. You know what's interesting about that is I remember when we first met years, years ago, you were really good about working out.
I was.
And me, not so much.
And now it's the opposite.
Yeah.
But I've started to get back into it, and I realize how much better about life I feel just in general when I'm able to go ahead and post that sweaty selfie.
Yeah.
Which goes, I don't know why I'm doing that, honestly. I think it's just to kind of prove to myself that I can and that it's not going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
And maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental of people that do it every time they work out.
Yeah, I try not to be that person that posts every time I work out, but it does give me an element of accountability.
Right.
Especially when things come back up, you know, like on Time Hop 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was really, I mean, I struggle still every day because it's a hard workout. But 2 years ago, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And now it's just part of what I do.
Yeah, I've learned that I have a lot of frustration built up in my head. And going and showing up to the rec center a little bit early or staying a few minutes late and actually at least doing cardio, at least doing some hardcore cardio targeted at my legs or my butt has really been helping me a lot. And I realized that I cannot, if I were to forget my headphones one day, that I wouldn't be able to do it. If I couldn't play my workout playlist, there's no way. I mean, I wouldn't be able to plug into the little TV sets that are on the cardio machine. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm completely dependent on what's going on my phone in order to function in the gym. And so I got to thinking about how important the perfect playlist is. At least for me, it's such a big deal.
You know what? It really is a big deal, and I'll tell you why. So with Camp Gladiator, the trainer is responsible for the music.
Right.
And if you get a trainer who has a crappy playlist or one day has a really great playlist, it really does make a difference in your workout.
It makes a huge difference.
And I'm terrible about picking the songs that kind of inspire you to work out. Because for me, I think it's more just I like good music. But I can feel when you work out, you really need something that's pumping you up.
It's almost kind of like when you do your CPR certification. They tell you to do chest, I can't even think, the chest.
Compressions.
Yes, thank you for that word. To the beat of Staying Alive, you know? It kind of gives you a rhythm. It gets you going.
Right.
Keeps you at a solid pace.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of what it is with my music. And I have a certain select few songs that I try and listen to at specific times during a workout. Like I tend to listen to longer songs when I'm doing cardio because I know if I can just make it through five longer songs, then I'll at least almost be done with cardio.
Yes. Yeah. I think that helps too because you can kind of estimate how long each song is.
Yep.
So you know you're getting in a good 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah, you don't need a crazy long cardio episode. I mean, 20, 25 minutes gets your heart going, does what you need it to do, at least if you're doing it intense enough, you know. Don't go walking at no incline on the treadmill and expect to do a whole lot.
Just a leisurely stroll.
And I love music stuff. I love telling people about new stuff that I found. I love sharing it with people, and so I thought that this was the perfect excuse to maybe let you in on some of my full workout playlist songs. Now, I'm talking about warming up, kind of getting into the groove, then actually once you're there, and then bringing it back down. Okay?
Okay, let's do it.
So I don't know if you're going to agree with all of these songs, but I think that somewhere out there is somebody that might actually approve of the stuff that I listen to. Yeah, I'm bringing my phone. I'm not trying to get in your lap or anything. I'm just bringing my phone closer. So,
and maybe it'll help inspire someone like me who's not good at making a playlist to put one together.
Maybe it will. So, okay, let me first put this out there, okay?
Okay.
There are a couple songs in here that if you are maybe somebody that I've dated in the past, mm-hmm. and you think that maybe there's a chance of reconciliation, mm-hmm. and you think that maybe I subliminally talk to you through Facebook posts or perhaps songs in my workout playlist, mm-hmm. that's not the case. If I miss you, you know that I miss you. If I want you back, you know it. There's no subliminal anything in any of this playlist. So let me just get that out there first, okay? Okay, so the first song, with that being said, is a song by Clean Bandit and Julia Michaels. She's the girl that sings, I got issues.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she's on a lot of remixes, and she's the collaborator in a bunch of stuff now. Mm-hmm. And she's got a song with them right now that's called I Miss You. This is a warm-up song.
Okay.
You see? Kind of getting going.
Kinda get a good groove.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I like it.
It's not too fast. It's fast enough to kind of get you moving a little bit, but not... Yeah.
And it's kind of relatable. And, it, you know, if there is somebody that you're missing in your life, then you can use it as energy to bust your butt, break a sweat, and keep going.
There you go.
So you're welcome.
I love it.
A little bit of emotional help and physical help from Shannon today.
I like it.
Okay, this next one. Haley Steinfeld. I love her. I love her. And it's. I know that it's creepy. I know she just turned 21. I looked at all of her birthday picture posts. But oh my gosh. She's so pretty. And I want to be her, or I want to be friends with her, or I want to do something involved with her. I don't know what. It's creepy. I know. Yeah, don't look at me like that.
It's definitely creepy.
I get it. I acknowledge it 100%. But she's got a song out with this group called Blood Pop.
Okay.
They do a lot of electronic stuff. They've got a song with Justin Bieber that I'll play later. But this song, I think, is on the soundtrack for 50 Shades Freed.
Okay.
Which I still need to see. Anyway, here's the song. It's called Capital Letters. Up, baby, up we go.
That sounds like the song you just played.
No, it doesn't.
Kind of does.
No, it doesn't, because it's Haley Steinfeld. And I don't have the same feelings towards Julia Michaels that I do Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, okay.
And on this one, if you're able to actually watch the video for the song while you're doing your cardio,
okay,
it's a win. Or it's one of those things where if you're a person that looks at pictures and stuff to kind of stay motivated, watching Haley Steinfeld walk around in a bra and panties is going to do that. So it might seem a little bit creepy if anybody else sees you watching the video on cardio. To everybody at the gym that looks at me, I know this. I get it. But it motivates me.
Do you have one of those screens at the gym?
No, I don't.
Where people can't see what you're looking at?
Don't have it.
Privacy screen?
I put it right there on top of my little options menu or whatever it's called. And I watch it proudly.
Do you notice that people who were working out at the machine next to you slowly move away?
I've noticed that it's the perfect way to keep people from getting on the machine next to me.
Now, you may be onto something there.
I am.
Because, you know, I don't really like people either, so.
I get on the corner arc machine. I get on the corner one, so there's only one possibility next to me. And then I turn on my Haley Steinfeld and panties music videos, and I go for it. And it, for the most part, keeps people away.
Okay.
So, another smart one from Shannon.
I can kind of see that.
Okay. Oh, boy. I feel so stupid because I don't know what to say about music except for I love it. This is a song that I love.
Okay.
A lot. Okay. And I don't understand why I love it so much. But his name is Lauv. Okay. L-A-U-V. Lauv.
Okay.
And his song is called I Like Me Better. Okay, ready?
I'm ready. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time.
I stay for a long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
It sounds like something. It sounds like a song I already know.
Maybe it is. Maybe you know it and you just don't know that you know it.
Maybe.
And the video for this song, well, there's no naked Haley Steinfeld or bra and panties Haley Steinfeld walking around. It's so sweet and it makes me like him and I get it and I want him to have love. See, I don't like it when you don't agree with me on stuff. See, you're just kind of like, whatever, it all sounds the same. But it doesn't.
It does, kind of. Well,
okay, Prince lover.
Hey, I will hurt you.
Okay. Let's get into my workout songs.
Okay, let's
I brought 10 songs to play for you, okay?
Okay.
David Guetta.
Mm-hmm.
Afrojack.
I don't think I know that song.
I don't know who he is. It's a person. It's not a song.
Oh, you're saying Afrojack with David Guetta.
David Guetta, comma. Here.
Okay.
Afrojack, comma.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie XCX, comma.
Mm-hmm.
And French Montana. They have a song called Dirty Sexy Money.
Okay,
and
I'm intrigued.
Promise you're not gonna like this one either.
You're right, I don't like that at all.
And this really hurts my feelings because I feel like I know what people want to hear. If I get hired to DJ an event, if somebody comes up and wants a song that I don't like, chances are I'm gonna find an excuse not to play it. So I pretty much DJ and play only the things that I want to hear.
I'm pretty sure that makes you a bad DJ.
No, it doesn't, because people hire me, okay?
Okay.
I keep getting hired. I just got hired for a double bar mitzvah in 2019.
Well, all right then.
Over a year out. So apparently I'm doing something right.
Okay, that's impressive.
I'm so defeated by you right now.
You have 9 more chances to bring me in.
No, I think you're going to appreciate this one because there's spelling in it.
Oh, okay.
And as the former 3rd, 4th grade spelling bee champion of Stephen C. Foster Elementary School, I appreciate a song that has spelling in it. And this one is called Friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Marshmello, that DJ that wears the big marshmallow hat. You know him. I promise you know him. He does the song with Selena Gomez, Wolves.
Okay.
Okay. But he does this one with a lady named Anne Marie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Friends.
Okay. So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can be reason with them, don't be impolite. I've told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 times. Haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it obvious?
Did you hear it?
I did.
Want me to spell it out for you?
No,
F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
I know how to spell Friends. That's okay. I think that's a song that would grow on me. And I want to say I've heard that on
probably
something.
Probably have, because they might have started playing it on the radio or something.
Yeah, I want to say I've heard that before.
Okay, I wasn't going to play anymore.
That one may grow on me.
If you don't know the song Want You Back by 5 Seconds of Summer, it's a good one. Listen to it. Another one of my favorites, I'm so beaten down right now by you not liking most of my songs. I don't even want to play them for you. Another one that I love, and it's old, whatever, Beyonce, Partition.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm going to play this one for you because there's a little bit of a story that goes with it, okay?
Okay.
Here it is. This one is called No Limit. G-Eazy.
I know this song, and yes.
It's a good one. It's dirty.
Yeah.
It's very dirty. It talks about one-night stands and all the protective measures that were taken to avoid a pregnancy and or STD. Cardi B is on it. And there's nothing clean that comes out of Cardi B's mouth. I mean, seriously, I don't know how you could have a conversation with her. I love her. Don't get me wrong. I love her. But I don't know how anybody can fit so much dirty words into a sentence. I don't get it.
It's a talent.
I posted about this on my Facebook page over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so embarrassing, but it's okay. I'll share it. So I'm listening to my workout playlist on the way to the car repair shop.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to it loud. I bought my car in part because it has a fancy sound system in it.
Mm-hmm.
One that you could probably hear from quite a ways away if I was to turn it up loud enough.
Okay.
On this particular day, I had it up that loud. And so I pull into the car repair place, not thinking, and I just turn my car off. I walk up to the guy. I'm like, called you yesterday, need front brakes put on, keys are in the seat. I didn't think to disconnect my phone Bluetooth. I didn't think to turn down the volume. So GEZ No Limit is playing on my radio. And this, the guy's so nice. He's probably in his 60s.
Oh, Shannon.
He's so sweet. Every time I've gone in there to get something done, he's been very nice to me.
The fact that you've been there more than once and he knows who you are.
I have. This is my, probably my fourth or fifth time there. And I'll go back. But the nice man gets in my car to pull it up onto the little up and down thingy mm-hmm. that they've got. And I'm inside of the car place. And I can hear G-Eazy, No Limit, playing on my stereo. And it took me a second to realize what it was. And then I'm like, oh, God. Oh, no. And it's the explicit version. It's not the radio edit, okay? Oh. If there is one. I don't know if there's a radio edit of this song.
There has to be a radio edit because that's how I've heard it on the radio.
And this but poor that's not man, it. That's not it. And this poor man is in my car with G-Eazy playing on 9 Bose speakers, probably at about volume 40. on my stereo thingy in my car.
And Tell me you were able to disable it from your phone.
I hit pause as soon as I realized what was happening. And I'm pretty sure I was bright red. I didn't know what to say. I just pretended that I didn't even know what was happening.
Oh my God.
Because I don't think that he could see me from where I was sitting inside. That's kind of like your grandmother getting in the car.
Kinda.
And you having Cardi B talking about turning on offset or something. I mean, it was that because this man, you go into the store and all that he talks about is baseball. So I think that he's got two loves in life, fixing cars and baseball.
He's probably somebody's grandpa.
I just took away all of his innocence with G-Eazy No Limit.
Way to go, Shannon.
I didn't say anything. I honestly...
What could you say?
I don't know. Maybe I should have apologized to him or said...
I'm sorry for the inappropriate music playing in my car.
How did that get on there?
I don't know how that happened.
I didn't say anything. I just pretended not to realize what had happened and... Checkout was a little bit awkward. I was trying to go on about my business and be very grateful for their service. Mm-hmm. And at such a reasonable price, my gosh, I mean, seriously. And he just kind of looked down the whole time. And he said, thank you, young lady. Come again. And that was it.
Not Miss Murphy.
I felt so dumb. I knew that it had to be offensive to him. There's no way he listens to that stuff. So I'm sorry.
Thank you, young lady.
Old guy, I'm sorry. And I promise from now on, I will be careful to make sure that my volume is down or my Bluetooth is disconnected.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
But that was my weekend.
Okay.
And with that, I guess we can end this knowing that you hate my music, which just means you have no taste.
But I love you.
I appreciate that. I love you back sometimes.
Thanks.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.